On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, can you believe it? August just around the corner. Here we are, the 29th, and Friday will be the beginning of a brand new month, and with it comes a lot of great activities. Some of these may be right for your family. There's a back-to-school bash planned at Hoffmantown Church. That's happening this Sunday, August 3rd. Starts at 12:30, and the community is invited to come on out and get ready for the upcoming school year with a splash. Family fun for everyone. They'll be, and splash is the word, right? But they'll have free food, water games, inflatables, and more. Our friends at Hoffmantown Church are having that. That's Ventura and... it's escaping me. Harper and Ventura in Albuquerque. But just do a search for Hoffmantown Church. Go to their website, hoffmantownchurch.org, for more information about the back to school bash. Also on the way, the Southwest Women's Conference. That's Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. In Berlin, and you know, you may remember the old Walmart in Berlin. They've converted it into Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, and that Southwest Women's Conference will be happening Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, and they invite you out, ladies, to join an encouraging conference. We're going to dive deep into living passionately for Christ, inspired by 1 John chapter 4, which... Man, if you've been listening in the morning at 9:30 weekday mornings, Mission 66 with John Matthews, they've been going through 1 John, and they'll have fellowship for the event, food trucks, and they'll be, of course, have the Grounded Coffee Shop available. Details about the Southwest Women's Conference this Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, ccrgv.com. Now, ladies, while you're headed out to that conference, our next guest... Chris, go ahead and pull right up to that mic, is going to be the guest speaker at the Men of Honor event happening at the Salvation Army Church on Bryn Mawr, I think, right, Chris?
That's right.
He's on mic two. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead and move over here, Chris.
Is that it?
I don't know. there we go. Tayshawn's got it. I want to thank Tayshawn, our engineer, for being on getting us on. The Salvation Army Church, Bryn Mawr, is going to be the location this Friday. It starts as early as 5 o'clock. Now, I know some of the speaking, the worship, get out there at 5, guys. Fellowship and break bread together or whatever's going on the early part of that. There'll be fellowship, worship, food trucks is what they're going to be doing. But Chris Cleveland is going to be the guest speaker. And the details are at nmmenofhonor.com. And Chris, you know, you're involved with a lot of ministry here in Albuquerque. We'll finish up this segment talking, though, primarily about the New Mexico Men of Honor event. I would like to spend some time talking about some of the other work that you're doing locally. Sure. That people can be involved with. But what do you have prepared for the men coming up Friday?
Well, God has been doing a work, and... And it's really awesome that Dennis Popper has asked me to come and be a guest speaker. I'm from Albuquerque, and God has restored my life back to from being a drug addict and 44 arrests and 69 felonies to becoming a pastor and running a recovery center that currently now has 70 men in our men and women in our discipleship program. And so now we have just to get in front of the men and talk about what God is doing through our discipleship program to help create men who are healthy, kingdom-minded, and taking charge of their own lives, and now going forward to take charge of their families. And so this year, we're right now we've graduated 18 men that have gone on to become either part of the fivefold ministry. And that to me is exciting. Some are running their own churches, their own ministries. And so I get to sit back and watch not just that, but become I've started in this sermon series, Steve, that about ships.
Now, is this some of what you'll be sharing Friday?
I will be sharing about ships. Leadership, relationship, stewardship, hardship, some of the ships that we sail in life. But to catapult that and move into something that under his construction is embarking on, and I'm using some ship sea lingo, but we're embarking into a new venture for under his construction, and we'll get to talk about that shortly.
Yeah, we're up against the break. We're going to take a quick break and come back and introduce you to another guest involved with the ministry with Chris. Remember, Chris is going to be speaking at the event this Friday evening at the Salvation Army on Bryn Mawr, the church there. A lot of people not even aware. These guys have a church service every weekend. The work that Salvation Army does, by the way, it far exceeds what a lot of people in their minds, they think, oh, the bell ringers and the thrift stores. They do so much work in our community, along with people like Chris, the rest of the crew at Under His Construction, and a guest we're going to introduce you to when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, our guest in studio, Chris Cleveland, is here. Pastor Chris Cleveland.
Hey, all right.
With Under His Construction, which, by the way, we didn't give the website in the last segment. I want to give that website, underhisconstruction.org, doing great work to see lives restored, people getting trained with skills that they can take out into the community and do good work and really glorify the Lord through that the work that's being done through that ministry. And Chris, we could spend an hour talking about stuff going on with Under His Construction. Let me make sure that the listener knows where to find that, though. underhisconstruction.org. And Chris is going to be speaking at the Salvation Army Church on Bryn Mawr this Friday evening. The event starts at 5 o'clock. It's the New Mexico Men of Honor. Go to nmmenofhonor.com. Under events, you'll see details about the event with fellowship, worship. We'll have food trucks. And, of course, Chris is going to be speaking into the lives of the men there. You know, these events, every time, you know, whether it's the Man Up event we just had at Calvary Church or the New Mexico Men of Honor, to see hundreds of men worshiping the Lord, there's just something that's so powerful about that. It's actually a pretty good transition, Chris, for you to introduce your guest on a project that's getting underway that, to a certain degree, started during worship, celebrating a life. If you kind of introduce your guests and draw us into this story.
Can I set the stage on something really quickly? 10 years ago, I was meeting with a mentor. His name is Virgil Dugan, and he gave me a sermon series called Ships. And so I've set that aside for about 10 years. And just recently, about a year ago, I started working on this sermon series called Ships. Well, about 3 months ago, I met a guy at my Bible study or a prayer breakfast that was brought in by Kevin Christensen at Bibles Plus, and he brought Daniel Lusko to meet me. Well, I've worked with Chip Lusko for years here at K-Life.
And for those who are not familiar, Chip was our general manager here for about three decades.
Yeah. Amazing man. He did some stories with my backstories and things, and so loved him. And then getting to meet his son, Daniel, we just hit it off. And we set aside our whole schedules for the day and started talking. Well, Daniel ended up coming to Under His Construction and deciding to teach, wanted to just spend time with teaching and hanging out with us, and began teaching the Authentic Manhood program with Under His Construction. And so we're going through the Series 33 program, and now we've launched into not just we're building lives, we're building families, but I've become a shipbuilder. And Daniel said to me the other day, you know, we're going to have to build a ship. And I'm going to let Daniel tell why.
Daniel, welcome. Always glad to see you, brother.
Good to see you too, Steve. We're family.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, how does this story continue?
Well, you had a good relationship with my dad, and so many listening right now know Chip Lusko. And, you know, as he was passing, Skip and Linja Heitzig came over to the house, and it was just this precious moment. You know, we're all in tears and the whole family's gathered around. And then spontaneously, as we did communion, we all broke out singing Amazing Grace, my favorite hymn. And it was this heavenly moment. It was amidst the loss of my father as he went on to heaven. But to make a story as short as we can, somebody said, you need to read this book at his funeral reception. And I was no place to read a book
right
about John Newton, a slave trader who wrote Amazing Grace. I knew nothing of it. But it came up again a few months later. It brought to my attention, like, you know, this would make a really good movie. So I thought, well, I got to talk to the author. Okay, I'm not going to waste my time with this. I've made 10 movies. You know, if you don't know who I am, I've produced for Netflix. I've produced for major studios. And the process of acquiring the rights to a book with a major publisher who's written over, I think, 20 biographies. He wrote Chuck Colson's biographies. He was a member of the British Parliament. He wanted to talk, which was surprising. And we got on the phone and I told him what had happened. I told him, hey, look, there's never been a movie about Amazing Grace. People know that song and they love it, but they think, you know, they don't know. And I said, you know, this is really about Jesus. This is about a man who was a wretch, who was a slave trader, a slave himself for a time, who fled the Royal Navy in the 18th century, and God somehow got a hold of his life as he's being taken back to London as basically a slave himself. The people were going to throw him overboard. They didn't want him on the ship because they thought he was a curse. The ship was going down, and the Holy Spirit came into his heart. He invited the Lord into his heart because, and this is a note to mothers, never underestimate the seeds you can plant in sharing scripture to your children, because he remembered the words that his mother had shared with him before she died when he was 5 years old on that ship. And he said, Holy Spirit, if you're real, I have need of you right now, as they were going to throw him overboard and going down. And he received Christ into his heart, this John Newton was. And they made it back safely. The storm's calmed. Well, he tries to pursue ministry, and probably like a lot of the guys that under his construction, or maybe people listening, he felt like an outcast. Nobody wanted him. For 7 years, John Newton pursued ministry.
Let's take a moment to speak to that person who's listening, who's hearing about under his construction, maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
You're already delivering a message of hope, should make anyone excited about the project that God willing is.
He wrote Amazing Grace.
Right.
This guy was the worst of the worst. Get to under his construction and get help.
There is hope for you.
For you.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
That's right. No matter what you've done, he loves you.
I interrupted you. Let's press on.
Well, let's just get to the point here. He wrote Amazing Grace. After all this, he became an ordained preacher. He met John Wesley and George Whitfield, the pioneers of the Great Awakening, and it lit a fire through him to spread the gospel to millions of people. Then, if that wasn't enough, he is one of the primary reasons slavery was abolished in the United Kingdom because of his evidence he delivered to Parliament and his testimony.
A friend
of
William Wilberforce, yes.
He mentored William. In fact, William Wilberforce was going to give up the battle for the slave trade.
Yeah.
And he came to John Newton, and John Newton said, you cannot give this up. And not only that, but I'm going to give you all my evidence as a slave ship captain on multiple voyages. And the year John Newton went to heaven, 1807, is the year slavery was abolished. Do you think that's a coincidence? No way. The Lord used him mightily, and the Lord can use you. We're going to make this movie. And then Chris pointed out, we need to build a ship, an 18th century ship. We're going to make history in New Mexico. We're going to also, the Lord's provided the former chief operating officer of BBC Worldwide Productions to join with us to bring it over to England. But we're going to do a majority of it here in New Mexico.
Well, who but God can make a story about a seaman right?
In the desert.
Yeah.
But here, I don't know how much time we have left, Steve, but we are looking right now for sponsors and executive producers, and we're having a red carpet for a movie I produced 10 years ago that, by the way, Skip Heitzig has a cameo in, and I was a phenomenal cast.
I saw it in the theaters.
Okay, well, we got to get you there, but they can talk to Chris Cleveland if they want to get access to the red carpet. I don't know if Chris will have to talk. He's a producer now, Chris is, so he's going to have to work it out. But we're looking for sponsors to get this John Newton movie off the ground and into the world to set the captives free.
Okay, if you want to connect with Chris, here's the phone number to call, okay? 505-977-3996. I'm going to give it again in just a moment. And let me say this. Call Chris. He'd prefer that you call. He wants to talk to people.
Yes.
If for some reason you forget... Remember nothing else. Remember underhisconstruction.org.
Yes.
Through the website, you can connect with Chris. But the phone number to call is 505-977-3996. You're not asking for a commitment prior to going to this event and finding out more. If someone's interested in being a part of this work that's going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, please make it an effort to contact Chris and see what God does through this project to reach so many people with the message from the life of John Newton, one of the greatest hymns ever, if not the right,
the most recorded song in human history.
Yeah,
Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And this is a story of hope. It's to set the captives free. Jesus is going to use this to set countless lives around the world free. And it's going to be just an incredible movie.
Yeah. Let me give that phone number again. 505-977-3996. And ask for, you're reaching out to Chris Cleveland. If for some reason you can't do it there, go to underhisconstruction.org. There's a way for you to contact the ministry. And how soon before we get to this red carpet event?
That is scheduled for September 11th.
Okay. All right.
At the Century 24.
An easy date to remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Easy date to remember at the Century 24. And so it's a limited space, and we're asking for qualified partners to come on as executive producers.
As you can hear, we're out of time. Daniel, Chris, God bless you guys. Thanks for coming in.
It's fun to be back.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, and thank you for tuning in and listening to ABQ Connect.